Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. My name's Lee.
And my name's Peter.
And the Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome radio plays. Peter, what's today's story?
Today's story, Lee, comes to us from actually four different kids of different ages.
What?
From Missoula, Montana. Their names are Virginia, Emily, Claire, and Hannah. And their story is called Dog's Rights Day.
Holy smokes, Peter.
Right?
This sounds like it's going to be a good one.
It is.
But before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of that story, let's hear the original story that the kids sent in to us. Hi, this is Professor Sherman broadcasting live from K9 Radio reporting that today is Dog's Rights Day, when dogs are royalty and humans are the subjects. Call K9K9K9K to share what you have done so far today. Oh, here's our first caller. Hi, this is Princess Poodle. I went hunting today and ate all of the game without a napkin. Oh, there's a squirrel. Gotta go. Ring, ring, ring. Oh, another caller. Let's see who it is. Hi, this is Tucker the puppy. I did a lot of things today. I ate a sock and played with my friend Vesta, and ate another sock and the heel of a shoe and some laces. Plus, I stole some rad glasses from a gift shop. Grrr. Vesta, get off me. Gotta go. Ring, ring, ring. Hi, this is Bulldog Spike. Today I got a mohawk haircut and dyed it green. Plus, I took a nap on the couch, but when I woke up, it was shredded because these teeth were meant to sleep shred. Ring, ring, ring. Hi, this is Sylvia, and I'm a human, and my dogs, in background. Wah, wah, quiet down, baby, are going crazy, so stop giving them bad advice. Man, oh gosh, gotta go. Beep, 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 the sound of an alarm. Yawn. Was that a dream? Oh no. The couch is a mess. Two of my socks are missing. My new sunglasses are nowhere to be found. And the heel and laces are missing. Spike, Tucker, Princess. What? And my hair. No. The end.
Whoa.
A lot of characters there.
Yeah, a lot of dogs with a lot of attitude.
I'm excited to hear some Story Pirates pretend to be dogs with a lot of attitude.
All right, let's hear it.
So here it is by Emily, Virginia, Claire, and Hannah. Dog's Rights Day.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Professor Sherman, your favorite doggy DJ, broadcasting live from K9 Radio, the world's only all-dog radio station.
Arf, arf, arf.
That's right, it's all dogs all the time here at K9. And in the booth, we got my main man, Rover. Rover, how things looking in the booth?
All right, woof.
Fantastic. Now today, I have the pleasure of reporting that it is every dog's favorite holiday, Dog's Rights Day!
Arf.
And Dog's Rights Day is, of course, the day when dogs are royalty and humans are the subjects. Okay, now we're going to take some calls from our listeners. If you want to share what you've been doing on Dog's Rice Day, you know the number. Call K9K9K9K to share what you have done so far today. Oh, right away, look, we got our first caller. Hello, you're on the air with Professor Sherman. Woo! What's going on?
Hi, Professor Sherman. This is Princess Poodle, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, hello, Princess Poodle. What do you got going on for Dog Rice Day?
Well, I went hunting today and ate all of the game without a napkin.
Uh-oh, that must have been messy. Sounds like you're taking full advantage of Dog Rice Day by doing whatever you feel like, without fear of reprimand by your human owners.
Oh, that's right, Professor. You see... Oh, I'm sorry, there's a squirrel. Gotta go! Bark, bark, bark!
Princess? Princess! Well, looks like we've lost another listener to a squirrel. You know, I've never understood the fascination with squirrels myself. How about you, Rover?
All right, woof.
Okay, thanks for that, Rover. Looks like we got another caller. Let's see who it is. Hello, you're on K9 Radio.
Hi, this is Tucker. I'm a puppy.
Hey, boy. What have you been doing for Dog's Rice Day?
Well, I did a lot of things today. I ate a sock, and I played with my puppy friend Vesta, and I ate another sock, and the heel of a shoe, and some shoelaces, plus I stole some red sunglasses from a gift shop.
Wow, it sounds like you've got a lot done today that would normally get you in a significant amount of trouble with your human owners.
Yeah, if it wasn't Dog's White's Day, I'd really get in trouble.
That's for sure.
Hey, Vesta, get off me. I'm on the phone.
Say, Tucker, what's going on over there?
That's my puppy friend, Vesta. She's making me play with her again. So we gotta go. Get back here, Vesta.
Well, it sure sounds like those puppies are making the most of Dog's Rights Day. Now, I was never into eating shoes, but I feel like a lot of young pups out there are these days. Rover, what do you enjoy chewing?
All right, woof.
What do I pay you for?
All right, woof.
Let's take another caller. Hello, you're on K9 Radio.
Hi, this is Bulldog Spike.
Ooh, it's a bulldog. Say, tell us, Spike, how have you celebrated Dog's Rights Day?
Well, Professor, today I got a mohawk haircut and dyed it green.
Outrageous.
Plus, I took a nap on the couch.
Ooh, gotta love the couch nap.
But when I woke up, the couch was shredded.
Oh, shredded. How did that happen?
Well, I'll tell you, Professor. These teeth were meant to sleep shred.
Well, it's a good thing that today is the one day that dogs are royalty and humans are subjects. Otherwise, you'd be in the doghouse literally.
Okay, I gotta go before my human wakes up and notices that I cut off all her hair in order to make this mohawk haircut. Bye.
Adios, Spike. Well, it sure sounds like that Spike is taking it to a whole new level here on Dog's Rice Day. What do you think about that, Rover?
All right.
Let's take one more caller. Hello, this is K9 Radio. You're on the air with woof, Professor Sherman.
Hi, this is Sylvia, and I'm a human.
Oh, it's a human. A human?
Quiet down, baby. My babies, my dogs are going crazy because of you. They've been listening to your show and acting very bad all day. So stop giving them bad advice.
Whoa, hold up there, Sylvia. Have you even considered the fact that maybe none of this is happening at all?
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, think about it. I mean, dogs can't even talk. Don't you find it strange that we have a radio show?
Well, come to think of it, yes, I do.
Don't you think it's at least possible that this is all a dream?
What?
All a dream! All a dream! All a dream!
Wow, what a strange dream. I must have fallen asleep right here on the couch. Whoa, wait a minute. Oh, no, the couch is a mess. And two of my socks are missing. And my new sunglasses are nowhere to be found. And the heel and laces are missing. Spike, Tucker, Princess. Spike, are you wearing a mohawk? Well, that looks just like my... Wait a second. Where's my hair?
Happy Dog's Rights Day.
No!
All right!
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the authors themselves, Emily, Virginia, Claire, and Hannah.
Hi, girls.
Hi!
How many of you are there?
Four!
There's four of you. Can you guys introduce yourselves individually to me?
My
Hi, Emily.
I'm Virginia.
Hi, Virginia.
I'm Claire.
Hi, Claire.
And I'm Hannah, and I'm the oldest.
Hi, Hannah. So, can you tell me what grade everyone is in?
I'm in sixth grade. Claire's in third grade. Virginia is in fourth grade. And Emily is in first grade.
Man, you guys are a lot of sisters.
We're not sisters. We're just family friends, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
So, wait, so you're all just friends? Are none of you sisters?
Well, Claire and I are sisters, and Virginia and I are sisters.
Got it. So it's two pairs of sisters.
Yes.
Got it. I finally figured it out. So you guys work together to write Dogs' Rights Day, huh?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
We live in Missoula, Montana.
Missoula, Montana?
Yep.
That is so far away from where I am right now.
Where are you?
I'm in New York City.
Oh, man.
So far away, right?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to New York City?
No. I've always wanted to go.
What do you imagine it's like in New York City? Those are all pretty right on. You know what I imagine when I think of Missoula, Montana?
What?
I imagine you all ride your horses to school.
No, we don't have horses.
You don't? So how do you get to school?
We bike or car or walk or bus. Yeah, Haley and Claire ride the bus, but Virginia and I usually walk.
How do you guys like Montana?
It's awesome! Lots of mountains and places to fish. And hike. Yep.
And it's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
So, big sky country.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I'm a little bit jealous.
Yeah, it's cool here. I like it.
So how did you come up with the idea for Dogs Rights Day?
How we came up with the idea is we thought, like, got a new dog. Well, Hannah and Claire got a new dog when we just read that story. And so we thought, well, maybe we could do it about dogs. So then we thought, and then Virginia came up with the name Dog Rights. And we built on from there.
That is a great explanation. Do both families own dogs? And if so, what are the names and what kind of dogs are they?
First of all, Hannah and Claire, they have a dog named Tucker. He's a lab. He's like an orange lab, kind of. He's always super excited. He's really hyper. And in the story when we did Tucker the Puppy, it was really supposed to be, hi, I'm Tucker the Puppy. And it was like really, really fast.
Right.
But then our family, Emily and I, well, when we wrote the story, we only had one dog, a big dog, Sherman. He's a lot wire-haired pointing griffon. Yeah, he's a wire-haired pointing griffon. But after we wrote the story, we got a little dog. He's like 10 pounds, named Opie. And he's a mixed breed. And he has like Chihuahua and Wiener dog in him.
That is amazing. Were you girls all together when you heard your story on the radio? And
yeah.
You were. And what was it like to hear it on the radio?
We were all at school, a whole bunch of classes gathered in one room, and it was just really awesome.
Oh, man. And what did all the other students think? And what did the teachers think?
They thought it was pretty cool. We were on the radio, and it was pretty funny. There's lots of giggles.
Do you really think dogs should have more rights? And if so, what do you think is the number one right we should extend to dogs as a society?
And let them be on the couch all the time and snuggle with us.
I like that. I like that a lot. Wait, didn't you say one of your dogs is a pointy hair? I don't know if I would want to snuggle with a wire-haired dog. That sounds scratchy.
They never shed, though. They never shed. They barely even shed.
So, in your story, there's a dog named Professor Sherman, a dog named Princess Poodle, Tucker the Puppy, and Spike the Bulldog. If you had to pick, this is for each of you, which dog would you be and why?
Tucker, because I'm actually hyper, like, every time, like, when you guys called, I got, like, super excited. I'm like...
Great.
Now it's Virginia. And I would probably be Sherman because I really like to be on the radio.
Cool.
I think I would be most like, oh yeah, my name is Claire, by the way. And I think I'd be most like Tugger because also like Emily, I'm super hyper, but Emily's more hyper than I am. If I get too much sleep, I just run around crazy.
Awesome.
So my name is Hannah, and I would be the Princess Poodle. So I would be like a sassy dog who rules all the other dogs.
Amazing.
Over there. Don't be near me. Yeah.
Well, that's a good voice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I have one more question for you guys. Writing a story with four people is not that easy. If you were talking to a bunch of other kids that wanted to write a story together, do you have advice on how to collaborate with a bunch of other people on a story? What should they do?
First, think of like a topic like we did, like an animal, and then go on there. And then I would just say we could all think of something and then we could put it in the story. I think that however many people that are writing the story should make up a character and then they put them all together in a story and then they can make like their own characters up and put it all together.
That's amazing.
I would probably say the same thing as Hannah because like when we made the story, we kind of all made up a character except like some of the characters all had a little bit of all of us in the character.
Hmm.
So it was just a fun collaboration, I think.
That's awesome. Well, that was a great interview. You guys wrote such an amazing story. Thank you so much for letting us perform it.
Well, yeah, thanks.
Can you guys give yourselves a round of applause for writing an awesome story? Great. And now the last thing I want to do is just go down the line with each of you, and I want you to each do a voice of one of the dogs in the story.
Okay. Hi, I'm Spike, the bulldog. I had a couch today, and then I dyed my hair green, and I did a mohawk.
Amazing.
I'm going to do a Tugger imitation. Because it was really how it was supposed to be in the story. It was kind of supposed to be like, hi, I'm Tugger the Bulldog. I ate a sock and then I ate a shoe and then I flipped it out and then I ate another sock and then I had choices. Blah, blah, blah.
Whoa, that was really good.
I'm Claire and I will be doing Princess Poodle. I'm the queen. I will always be the queen and until I die, when I die, no one will be the queen, and I will still be the queen. The picture of me will be the queen. So technically, I'll still be the queen.
That was amazing.
And I would be Professor Sherman. And this is how you do this.
Amazing. Girls, you are so good at doing voices. I'm pretty sure the next thing you should do is write a sequel to Dog's Rights Day, and you should act it out yourselves. It would be so good. If you do that, will you send it to Story Pirates?
Yeah!
Thank you guys so much for letting us interview you today.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye!
Bye!
If you want to help bring Story Pirates to deserving kids who need our school programs, make a tax-deductible donation today at storypirates.com. Or get tickets for our annual benefit performances. The New York benefit will be on April 9th and the Los Angeles benefit on April 16th. Thanks for your support. Coming up this spring, the Story Pirates will be performing live in person in Tallahassee, Florida on April 9th, San Francisco also on April 9th, the NYU Skirball Center in New York City on April 10th, Santa Rosa, California also on April 10th, Carmel by the Sea, California on April 14th, and in South Orange, New Jersey on May 14th. You can also see us on select Saturdays in Midtown Manhattan at our home at the Drama Bookshop. Some of our spring shows are already sold out, so get your tickets while you can. Check out our website, storypirates.com, for dates, times, and tickets. And if you know any Story Pirates fans with a birthday coming up, you can find shirts and hoodies at our online store. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.